And pharmacist Ben Fuchs with us from criticalhealthnews.com. We are taking your calls this hour. Tom's taking your text and tweets as well. I've got another bet going with the webmaster Jonty, and I say that we're going to slam the website. So I need a favor. I need all of you who have a smartphone or a laptop or a computer, just go to criticalhealthnews.com and look around for a couple seconds. That's all you have to do, and Jonty will lose the bet. Give it a try, criticalhealthnews.com. And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with you, back with pharmacist Ben Fuchs from criticalhealthnews.com. Don't forget, slam that website and set a record. I love doing that to Jonty, Ben.
Jonty's funny, man, because he does some amazing, amazing work there. And when we're on, his workload triples.
It does. It does. It drives him crazy, but he loves it. He's one of a kind.
Yeah, like all of us at Critical Health News. He loves what he's doing.
Back to the phones. Let's go to first-time caller in Shelby, North Carolina. Chip is with us. Thanks for calling, Chip. Go ahead.
Hey, Chip.
Yeah, George, I was picking up limbs in the yard, and there's a brick wall that runs down, and I fell against that brick wall on my left side, and now it spasms so bad I can't stand it.
When did you do that?
Sunday.
Okay, just a few days ago, Ben.
Is it bruised?
Yes.
Chip? You got bruising?
Yep, he's got a little bit.
Okay, well, a couple things you want to do. First of all, we talked about the ultimate enzymes earlier for fat absorption and also for helping eliminate scar tissue. It's also the best anti-bruising or bruise-healing supplement you'll ever take.
Why would he spasm, Ben, by the way?
He could have done something to the nerves. He could have twisted something or torqued something. Or there could be inflammation at the level of the nerves. So anti-inflammatories are going to be very important in addition to the ultimate enzymes, which have some anti-inflammatory properties. By the way, the ultimate enzymes are digestive enzymes, and they'll help you digest your food. But if you want to take advantage of them for helping remove scar tissue or fibrosis or for helping heal bruising, and that's true post-surgery and pre-surgery in addition to if you just take a fall, you want to take them on an empty stomach. The benefits for the enzymes, the non-digestive enzyme benefits for the enzymes are on an empty stomach.
They go to you quicker, don't they?
Yeah, they get into you quicker, and your body won't use them for digestion. The whole enzyme thing is really fascinating. There's a lot of nutritionists who believe, including myself, that deficiencies in enzymes are associated with shortened lifespan, and using digestive enzymes supplementally as well as in raw foods can help improve longevity. That's a whole other story. Also, vitamin C is very important for helping heal bruising and as an anti-inflammatory, and that would be your Beyond Tangy Tangerine, of course. And then the ultimate essential fatty acids are important for all nerve problems, and that includes neuropathies as well as spasming, as Chip is describing. The nerves themselves are coated with a layer of fats as well as cholesterol. So making sure that you're using your essential fatty acids, the ultimate EFAs, which you'll find as part of the Healthy Star Pack, are also important.
And I do not recommend pain pills. Well, how about you?
I don't like pain pills, but I like CBD. Cannabinoids.
Yeah, that works.
The Hemp FX, absolutely. The Hemp FX is a great anti-pain, anti-anxiety, anti-insomnia supplement. CBD is really quite amazing stuff. I believe that in 50 years or 60 years or even 100 years, we're going to be treating CBD like we treat aspirin today. People will take CBD in 100 years,
really?
100 years from now. Yes, because it has many of the same benefits that aspirin does, and it has the same, in fact, it has more non-toxicity than aspirin does. The reason aspirin is so amazing is because it works with a fundamental hormone system, and the body can break it down very quickly. So it's relatively non-toxic, and it has multifunctionality, has many benefits. CBD is the same way. CBD, in fact, it's even more, it's even easier. The body finds it has an easier time handling CBD than it does aspirin because your body actually makes CBD. It doesn't make aspirin. And CBD also is involved in a fundamental hormone system, which gives it a wide, wide range of benefits that make it almost panacea-like in terms of all of the things it's good for. So, yes, see, I'm not a big believer in pain pills, although I have to admit I've taken pain pills and praised God that I had them. But for chronic pain, if you don't want to get hooked on pain pills, because we all know that they have that terrible addictive
effect. Oh, yeah, they sure do.
That can happen. Use CBD.
And here's the number to call, Chip, for information as well, 1-855-949-7234, 1-855-949-7234. Did you ever pull a muscle in the rib?
Oh, my God, yes.
That hurts.
Every breath you take.
That hurts.
You know, I was reading, you know, I know you like football, right?
Oh, yeah.
Drew Brees had 18, or I think 12 broken ribs.
That is pain.
Imagine, 12 broken ribs. Can you imagine what that must have felt like?
Gosh, that is pain. Let's go next to Linda in Portland, Oregon. Hi, Linda. Go ahead.
Hey,
hi.
Linda. I realize you're not the guy that did all the autopsies, but Ben, I wonder if you can help me with these are rare diseases, so if you're not familiar with them, that's okay. Most neurologists aren't. But myasthenia gravis, one of the things that helps is acetylcholine if you can't get the pyridostigmine renewed. And I wonder what, if you know what, there's two questions too, so I need to ask you another one after this.
Okay.
If you know what types of minerals or food substances are involved in creating the nerve junctions that those acetylcholine impulses need to go to.
Absolutely.
That's question number one, Ben.
Okay, absolutely. Eggs and something called lecithin, both are nature's best sources, the two of nature's best sources of something called choline, which you alluded to when you said acetylcholine.
C-H-O-L-I-N-E, right?
C-H-O-L-I-N-E, fabulously important supplement. You'll find that in the Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Longevity. Unbelievably important. Choline, you'll find straight choline, but you can also use eggs. You know, you've heard about how eggs are important for the nervous system and the brain.
Oh, Doc loves eggs. Yeah. My God.
They're amazing. They're nature's most powerful food for those people who can take them. Some people have problems with them. But if you don't have problems with them, eggs, I'd be doing raw eggs every day for myasthenia gravis, as well as lecithin granules, L-E-C-I-T-H-I-N, for all neurological problems, but especially, as you say, for dealing with acetylcholine issues. And then you had a second question, I'm sorry?
Second question, Linda, go ahead.
This is still the first question. Is that also going to be implicated in the building of the nerve junctions?
Yeah, the building of the nerve, you're not going to necessarily build the nerve junction itself, but you could build the nerves. And the nerves, you can build the nerves with essential fatty acids. Those are the most important things, as well as the B vitamins, and probably electrolytes as well. Again, these are the beyond. The Beyond Tangy Tangerine is tailor made for neurological issues, just because of the electrolytes, the B vitamins, as well as the choline. But I would also be throwing in, making sure you're getting enough lecithin granules as well as eggs.
And let's get her promised second question. Go ahead, Linda.
Okay, so the other part, of which you won't be happy to hear, but I've got hyperkalemic periodic paralysis in it, and the times in the past when I've tried to use that Tangy Tangerine, I got really bad hyperkalemic periodic paralysis. So I can't take that, so that's why I was asking for specific minerals that I may be missing. Most people's bodies automatically regulate their sodium and potassium,
right?
You know, if they're not on diuretics.
Are you on medication?
Linda?
Yes, sir?
Are you on medication?
No.
And do you have any kidney issues?
No, I don't.
So what are they attributing the hyperchloremia to?
Well, what we finally noticed was just eating a lot of vegetables would trigger it.
Really?
And then I would get the hyperkalemia.
That's amazing. And I've never heard a reaction to Tangy Tangerine, Ben.
No, I haven't either.
Well, no, but that's just because it's got all that good stuff in it. I mean, it's obviously the things you'd want to take.
Take the tablets, Linda.
Have you tried small doses?
No, listen, I really can't. I just have to be really careful with individuals. So I'm saying even the foods.
Gotcha. Are you? Do they tell you have acidosis?
No, I don't have that. You know, food can bring that on, obviously, so then you need to just counteract that with some...
Your electrolytes are definitely thrown off, and that's probably what's happening with the Beyond Tangy Tangerine. I would personally be doing smaller doses, but if not, how about vegetable juices? Have you tried that?
Try that out, too. Okay, we got to move on with some more calls, Ben.
Okay, go ahead.
They're flying in like crazy on you. My God. We have a text and tweet, though. What do you have, Tommy?
This one from Trina in Washington, D.C. I'd like the pharmacist to discuss daily foot care, and is it a good idea to put virgin olive oil on them?
On your feet?
Yeah.
You know, foot care is very interesting because the feet are the extremities of the body. So as the circulatory system becomes corrupted over time, I call this dirty blood, and that occurs because of blood sugar issues as well as digestive issues and just plain old stress. The feet and the toes specifically, as well as the hands and the fingers, which are at the extreme ends of the body, are the first parts to go, and that's where neuropathies come from, that's where nail fungus issues come from, things like athlete's foot, as well as diabetic foot issues. All of these are the result of poor circulation. So what you got to do is, number one, is consider, if you have that problem, especially if you're older or especially if you're diabetic, is consider it to be a circulatory issue, a blood issue. Anything you could do to improve circulation will improve the health of the feet. So topically, there's definitely things you could do, but don't miss the opportunity to use your foot problems as a sign, a signal that something's wrong with the circulatory system. That means getting on a good nutritional supplement program like the Healthy Start Pack, making sure you're drinking more water, making sure you're treating yourself like a diabetic. Even if you're not diagnosed as such, treat yourself like a diabetic. And then topically, I would be using, I wouldn't be using olive oil, I'd be using coconut oil. I'll tell you, coconut oil is a more stable form of more stable oil than olive oil is, and also coconut oil contains vitamin E, which is very helpful for the skin, and it also contains something called MCTs, which you probably heard of, George, medium chain triglycerides. These MCTs can help the absorption of the oils as well as the vitamin E that's in the coconut oil. So I'd be using coconut oil on my feet rather than olive oil.
What causes itchy feet, Ben?
Skin. Dead skin, and when your skin is not growing like it should, remember I talked earlier about how the cells of the skin have to grow at just the right pace. And if they don't grow at just the right pace, inflammatory factors and itching factors, particularly things like histamine, can accumulate. So making sure your feet, the cells of your feet are growing correctly is the main thing. And treating your itchy skin, your itchy feet, and your flaky skin on your feet as a sign that you could be deficient in key nutrients. The most important nutrients for dry skin, flaky skin, itchy skin, which is caused by cells, skin cells not dividing appropriately, as I was talking earlier to one of our callers, is vitamin A. And vitamin A deficiency is extremely common. You'll get, of course, vitamin A in your Beyond Tangy Tangerine, your Ultimate Daily from Youngevity. If I had to pick one vitamin, I hate to do that, but if I had to pick one that was a superstar, most important vitamin, I have a tough time not saying vitamin A. You know, vitamin A is not really a vitamin, George. It's actually a hormone.
Hmm.
And that makes it, gives it a completely different spectrum of activity than an ordinary vitamin. Vitamins help. They assist. Hormones do the action. They do the work. So vitamin A is no mere assister. It actually does the action, and deficiencies are quite common.
Let's go to Jesse in Miami, Florida. Welcome to the program. Hi, Jesse.
Yeah.
Hey, Jesse.
I'd like you for you to take my phone number offline. My mother had dementia, and I had a Dr. Jeffrey that I spoke with, and it killed my mother with what he gave her because he had me give her the raw eggs because she had dementia. She was doing fine with the energy drink that she was doing. So I'd like if you could take my phone number.
We got it. We have your number already, Tom said. So we'll pass that on to a pharmacist, Ben. Sounds like a more complicated question,
yeah,
huh, Ben?
I don't know if you've ever seen anybody or had anybody in your family with it, George, but it's just horrific. My dad passed away from dementia, so I have some personal experience with it. But I can tell you that what he ate and what he drank had almost an immediate effect, for better or worse, on his dementia. And the Beyond Tangy Tangerine, if you know anybody who's in a nursing home or anybody who's got mental cognitive decline issues or, God forbid, dementia issues, this is like the greatest gift that you can give a fellow human being, the gift of Beyond Tangy Tangerine. If it's somebody you know or even somebody who you just happen to be in a nursing home visiting somebody, give them Beyond Tangy Tangerine. I cannot begin to tell you what the good you will do for a fellow human being by giving a dementia patient or anybody with cognitive decline issues Beyond Tangy Tangerine.
What about Parkinson's disease?
Same idea. Parkinson's disease is exactly the same as
dementia. It's a neurological thing, isn't
it? Yes, it's a slightly different part of the brain. You know, there's something called Parkinson's dementia. And people with Alzheimer's disease are at high risk for Parkinson's. It's the same thing. It's a degenerative issue. We love naming things. And indeed, naming and diagnosing was a very important advance in medicine. But it doesn't really help us get to the root of the problem. We have 800, I think 8,000 actually, different diagnoses. There's all kinds of names for different diseases. But you know what, George? There's only one disease. I call it MBFA disease. You know what that stands for? My body is falling apart disease.
Yeah.
That's the only disease there is MBFA disease. And when you have, whether you have Parkinson's or whether you have Alzheimer's or whether you have Huntington's or whatever your flavor of neurodegenerative disease is, doesn't matter. Your brain is deteriorating. So what you got to do to stop the deterioration is stop putting the poisons into the system, and that almost always happens with food, although you could inject them, I suppose, but for the most part it's going to be food, and then put the building nutrients into your system. It's really that simple. Put the building stuff in and keep the toxic stuff out. I hate to be simplistic. I don't want people to think it's just like that's all you do, but that is all you do. You put the good stuff in and you take the bad stuff out.
I heard a guy, and he said, I'm in my 20s. I don't have to worry too much about my health. I'm in great shape.
Well, that's unfortunate.
That's not smart, is it?
No, it's not smart at all, because you don't want to wait until you're falling apart. You want to, and for anybody out there listening.
And by the way, the clock goes very fast.
Oh, George. But you know what? Can you tell a 20-year-old that?
No.
When you listened when you were 20?
When I was 20, I thought about, you know, what it would be like to be, I'm doodling in school, right?
Yeah.
And I'm writing down the years.
Yeah.
And I'm putting down 2000, 2010.
And that seems so far away.
And I just said, that's way out into the future.
Yeah.
I mean, don't worry about that.
Yeah.
But man, how wrong I was.
I know. How fast does it go? But you have to be in your 60s or, you know, to realize this, or even in your 50s to realize this, in your 20s.
I wish we could write the years down and then do subtraction.
I wish somebody would have told me, you know, and I wish I would have paid attention.
I mean, I look at all these, I was, you know, watching a movie earlier today. And all of the stars in there, Burt Reynolds, they're all dead.
I know.
They're all dead.
How about all the beautiful people, all the beautiful women and handsome men from the 70s and 80s? You know, how fleeting that is. How fleeting that
goes by way too fast. So you got to enjoy yourself, take care of yourself the best way you can, and then have a good run.
Yes, you don't want to deteriorate.
And, Ben, we're coming up on the break pretty soon, but what would you tell folks who, I want to get into COVID when we come back for a moment to talk about some immune system things you could recommend.
Yes.
But what do you tell people who just don't care about their health?
It's just tragic, but you can lead a horse to water, you can't make him drink.
You can't force them.
I never do. I don't even talk to people if they're not open to hearing things. Because everybody gets to make their own decisions, George. We get to decide if we want to be sick or we don't care. That's our decision. I believe in freedom of choice. I believe we all have the choice to either do good or do not good with our bodies. We have the choice to smoke if we want to smoke, eat crappy if we want to eat terrible, or we have a choice to supplement and exercise and live a good, clean life. But we need to respect each other's choices.
Let's give you the website again, criticalhealthnews.com, criticalhealthnews.com. And, of course, the toll-free number to call, 1-855-949-7234. That is where people are there right now, and they are listening to Ben Fuchs taking notes on what he has just said. So, seriously, if you miss what he said, you call this number and they'll help you, 1-855-949-7234, which is the same as 1-855-949-RADIO. Pharmacist Ben Fuchs from criticalhealthnews.com. It's a great website to go to. The apps are free in your app stores, your iPhone stores, or your Android, Google stores. Wherever you pick up your apps, go ahead and do that. We'll be back with final calls. Next hour, Nick Begich joins us, of course. His incredible work on HAARP, what's going on up there in Alaska, and so many other things, mind control. He'll be joining us, and we'll take calls in the last hour with Nick here on Coast to Coast. And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie, along with pharmacist Ben Fuchs from criticalhealthnews.com, obviously. And Ben, what any of Zoom events or anything like that coming up for you?
You know, I do Zoom events periodically for my business, and I just did one today, actually. And you know what? Zoom is not as easy as it should be for me, I suppose. Have you ever worked with Zoom?
Oh, yeah, a couple times.
Yeah,
it's different. I mean, I miss a live audience.
I know, George, because there's such
You feed off that.
You get a connection when you look at people and talk to people. And then you see them afterwards and you get to communicate with them. Zoom has seemed sterile to me. But hopefully pretty soon those days, this will all be behind us, I'm hoping.
Absolutely. Okay, well, we're taking our final text and tweet from Tom for you. What do you have, Thomas?
Well, this one is from Max in Wisconsin, and he says, I'm wondering the most effective way to fight oral bacteria.
Oral bacteria are your...
Gargle.
What's that? Say that again?
Gargle.
Yeah, gargle, Listerine. You know, I was just reading that Listerine kills COVID. I don't know if you read that. And mouthwash in general.
I'm not sure about that.
But... kills COVID. Yeah, first of all, bacteria are very important in a good way. You need bacteria in your mouth, and bacteria can help you digest your food, and bacteria make enzymes. But, of course, bacteria can also be a problem. In fact, a lot of heart disease is caused by gum bacteria and mouth bacteria. So a couple things, like you say, yeah, gargle. Also, flossing is really important, too. And then building the connective tissue is very important. The number one cause of receding gums from a nutritional standpoint and gum disease, which can lead to bacterial issues.
All kinds of issues. Heart problems, you name it.
Can build that connective tissue. Use vitamin C. Use your Beyond Tangy Tangerine. Make sure you're taking your glucogel caps as well as your ultimate enzymes. All of these have a very beneficial effect on gum tissue, which is, of course, connective tissue, and it can help with receding gum problems as well as bacterial problems.
Your teeth are critical, Ben. Critical.
They're amazingly important. You know, there's a sweetener. Have you heard of xylitol?
Yeah.
Xylitol is actually a sweetener that helps strengthen your teeth and has antibacterial properties as well. It's anti-cariotic, as the dentists say. It helps prevent cavities, and it's a sweetener.
Now, you just said something which is interesting,
because, yeah.
And let me explain it. You said that the Listerine kills COVID-19.
Yeah.
Every doctor I've talked to, or, you know, virologist, will say that the virus is not alive.
Well, yeah, killing is not the right word, actually.
So you, how do you kill it if it's not alive?
Well, you know, that's a very good point. The virus is not alive. And I didn't say that... Listerine. I don't want people to misunderstand that I said that. I said I just read that.
Right.
Listerine and mouthwash, antiseptic mouthwash, have an antiviral effect. No, but your point's well taken, and it's very important to recognize, because we think of viruses as being, most of us anyway, who don't understand viruses, think of it as being alive, like it's a creature, like it's an animal.
Yeah, like you could step on it and
yeah,
crush
like
it.
Yeah, like that, exactly. Or it's an insect. I asked my mom what it was. She said she thought it was like an insect. So it's important to recognize that this is just a piece of information, genetics. It's just genes. And this genetics is covered with a capsule, a protein capsule. Without that protein capsule, the genetics, is the gene, the information is very fragile, and it breaks up very quickly. So that's why when you have the vaccine, they've got to wrap that genetic material up with a capsule, and that's part of the problem associated with the vaccine. So when we say kill, we don't mean kill. We mean we're removing that capsule. We're breaking up that capsule, rendering that virus vulnerable to disintegration. And that's really what happens. It's not really killing. Your point's very well taken.
Well, it's confusing to people
because
you know, you expect it to be alive if it can damage you and hurt you.
Isn't it weird? Listen,
it's
these
strange.
Things, viruses, are so bizarre, George. They're little pieces of information, and they are everywhere. Your body is saturated with them. Your intestine is saturated with them. Ocean water is saturated with it. The air is saturated with viruses. They're everywhere. And all they are is little pieces of information. For the most part, they don't do anything. Some actually are pro-evolutionary in the sense that they advance our genetics. They make our very genome, the DNA in our body, is partially, some say, up to 40% viral. So we are the product of viruses. The human species is the end result of viruses that have integrated with our genetics. So it's very simplistic just to say, oh, these are the bad guys and we're going to kill viruses, or we're going to destroy viruses somehow. And the same thing with bacteria, for that matter. You know, germs. Everybody thinks of germs that are bad. They're really bad for us. Well, it turns out that germs, bacteria, for the most part, are our best friends. And a very small fraction of them, maybe 5 or 10% of the bacteria that are out there, are pathogenic. Likewise with viruses, a very small percentage of them can be pathogenic. But ultimately, it may be that what we consider to be pathogens as individual human beings may be pro-evolutionary for the species. We don't know.
Absolutely.
What doesn't kill you makes you stronger, George.
Absolutely. With COVID-19, how do we build up our immunity? Because did you hear the story I had in my news segment, or were you talking to Tom?
About
the state of Washington for the 2020-2021 flu season has recorded flu deaths for the first time in 100 years.
Isn't that amazing?
Now, come on. You know people have died from the flu. They've just dumped them into the COVID numbers.
You know, There's so much going on with that, George, I'm telling you. I don't like to get too political, but it's hard to avoid it with this thing. Building your immunity is critical, not just for this particular virus, but for longevity, and there's so many ways to do it. First of all, as we said earlier, stop the bad stuff. Sugar and processed foods are one of the fastest ways to suppress the immune system. And then there's wonderful nutritional supplements you could use. The ultimate selenium. You know, Doc loves selenium.
He loves selenium.
Loves selenium.
Loves it.
And for good reason. It's another one of those multifunctional supplements that's great for your heart, great for your brain and nervous system, and absolutely critical for the immune system. And it's been shown repeatedly to have anti-COVID properties and antiviral properties in general. And it's a battery that runs your major detoxifying molecule, something called glutathione. It's phenomenally important. And, oh, as a bonus, it helps you make insulin if you have blood sugar problems. And it's cheap. The ultimate selenium is one of the most inexpensive supplements that you could get. For all of those benefits, including protecting you against COVID, it's crazy not to call Critical Health News right now and get on the ultimate selenium, just that alone. The ultimate enzymes are also very important for the immune system. Of course, vitamin C is crazy important, and vitamin A, both of which you'll get in the Beyond Tangy Tangerine. And, you know, if you want to just do just a simple immune-boosting supplement that has everything, get on the Killer Biotic, which not only has immune-boosting nutrients, but also has cordyceps, which is a very important mushroom, and maitake, which, and reishi, for that matter, and a couple other ones as well. Mushrooms are one of the great immune-boosting
foods. They are good, and I love zinc.
And zinc, of course, is that's its claim to fame. And zinc is also important for the skin. We were talking earlier about the skin. Zinc is one of the skin's most important nutrients. But, yes, zinc is vital for the immune system. George, do you ever wonder if all of the stuff, all the people who are being infected with this virus, could they maybe be suffering from vitamin C deficiency or zinc deficiency?
Or, absolutely.
Right?
They should be tested for that. Sure thing.
Right? So how come nobody's focusing on this? How come nobody's focusing on using nutritional supplements? Why are we focusing on medicalization when we could just get a nutritional supplement program?
And the people who have not gotten COVID, we should test them to find out what they're doing.
Absolutely. This is why this whole thing doesn't stand up to scrutiny, George. It doesn't stand up to scientific examination. And every time I hear a medical professional who is just spouting the party line on this, I know I have a medical I'm dealing with a medical professional who's not a critical thinker. Because if they were, they would be examining all of the variables that are involved in suppressed immunity when it comes to people who are infected.
You know, it's the craziest thing I've seen here in the St. Louis area. They've got restaurants and bars that have plastic between you and the bartender, except they're floating on strings, and there's nothing above it, nothing below it, and next to it, there's like a 6-inch gap. Now, what the heck is that thing going to do?
You know, George, or you can eat. You have to wear a mask when you're in a restaurant unless you're eating. But if you get up to go to the bathroom, you got to put it back on.
You got to put it back on. Let's go to Jesus in California. Jesus, thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Hello. Can you hear me okay?
Yep.
Hello, Jesus.
Hi. I want to thank George and the team and Ben for being there for me. I did go on the website immediately after you said that, George.
Thank you.
My
number one question is, so I can try to pull myself out of this depression. I don't want to take any psycho meds, and I know I've already ordered the Healthy Pro pack, and I like to eat raw eggs, but I did get sick one time where, you know, it was really bad, and I also wanted to know about beef. Not processed. So those are two questions. And then my boys, my two dogs, does Critical Health News have, or Critical Health have things for my boys, my dogs?
Oh, yes. They have a pet division there indeed. And also, I was going to recommend to him, doesn't Critical Health News have some anti-anxiety supplements?
HempFX. Best.
Go ahead. Absolutely. Tell them about it.
Absolutely. Get on the HempFX. We talked about that earlier, the CBD. The HempFX is one of the best anti-anxiety supplements you could ever take. And then, of course, George, your favorite mineral. What's your favorite mineral, George?
My favorite?
Your favorite mineral, the one you talk about all the time. Magnesium.
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 I love that.
magnesium, wonderful brain health.
My favorite spice is turmeric.
And turmeric is another great one. Have you ever heard of the CERT diet that Adele used?
Yeah.
Yes. Do you know curcumin is a key element of the CERT diet?
Oh, yeah, which is in turmeric.
Yes, absolutely. I know you love that one. So magnesium, selenium, all important for the brain. The healthy brain and heart pack, the healthy body, brain, and heart pack is what I would do. Healthy body, brain, and heart.
Direct him to the criticalhealthnews.com website. Where does he find the pet stuff?
You have to call. You have to call. I'm not sure where it is on the website.
I'll give that number then. 1-855-949-7234, Jesus. Just remember that. But Doc Wallach is a veterinarian by trade.
Absolutely.
Loves animals.
Yeah, well, absolutely. He's a farm boy.
Do you know he worked right around the corner from where I am at the St. Louis Zoo?
Is that right? That was with Marlon Perkins, right?
Yep. Years ago. Mutual of Omaha.
Remember
Wild
that Kingdom,
TV show?
Right.
I love that program.
I know, I did too.
Daniel's with us in Montana. Thanks for holding, Daniel. Go ahead.
Hey, Daniel. This is Anthony Williams, who says the Lyme disease comes from a virus, Epstein-Barr. And that is why medicine is having so much trouble curing Lyme disease. Medicine barking up the wrong tree.
He might be right.
Bacteria.
I don't dispute that. That's very possible. Well, medicine does have a problem with chronic Lyme disease.
Well, AEW is wildly popular in health foods. Are you well-versed enough with Lyme disease to stand toe-to-toe with somebody that's, by people's choice, has sold millions of books and features his Lyme disease series.
And we just did a show on Lyme's disease as well.
And you talk about Epstein-Barr?
A little bit.
Yeah. There is definitely a relationship, and Epstein-Barr can actually cause false positive results in Lyme disease testing. There's definitely a relationship. There appears to be a relationship between the two.
Doreen's with us in Oroville, California. First-time caller. Hello, Doreen. Go ahead.
Hey, Doreen.
Hi. Good evening, gentlemen.
Hi.
I met you, George. I met you at the Alien Con in California.
Aha. Great.
I got your autograph, and it was like the highlight of my life. I want to thank you.
Oh, you're welcome.
Ben, my question for you is, I just found out about a little over a month ago, my A1C is high, and I've got high blood pressure.
Okay. They go hand in hand?
And they put me on metformin. And it made me feel like I had the flu. I felt really sick.
Well, your body is probably trying to purify. The symptoms of the flu are probably a sign of your body getting rid or attempting to get rid of the toxin, which metformin is, even though it's used almost like candy. Elevated hemoglobin A1C is a sign of something called glycation, which is basically the sugaring of your protein.
What's high? 5?
Yeah, that's getting up there, but it can get higher. Absolutely.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
But it's a sign that your body is candying or sugaring or caramelizing itself. So it means that you're not handling your sugar correctly. That means you want to get on anything you can get on that will help lower your blood sugar and help your body deal with sugar. And we talked about a few of the things. The Sweeties is a must-have. I'd be getting that as soon as possible. And by the way, the high blood pressure is related to this caramelizing of your blood vessels. And they go hand in hand, both those two symptoms. So Sweeties, must have. Ultimate Selenium, must have. Make sure you're drinking lots of water, especially first thing in the morning, by the way, and also, of course, after you eat sweets. And get yourself a rebounder and jump up and down on it. The more exercise you do, the easier it's going to be for your body to shuttle all that blood sugar, all that sugar from your blood into your muscles.
And by the way, Ben, I always like to qualify everything we say by saying, still work with your doctor. Don't just stop the medication he's given you or anything
100%.
Like that. You could get into serious problems.
That's right.
And
I get that question a lot, George. People say, I want to get off the drugs. But, you know, the drugs, I'm not a big believer in drugs, as you know. But the drugs sometimes keep you in the game. So if you're not taking care of the problems that you need, that force you to be on the prescriptions in the first place, then don't just stop your drugs. The drugs are keeping you in the game. Your idea, your objective is to wean yourself off with your doctor. Wean yourself off. Let your doctor know what you're doing. Tell him, I want to wean myself off these drugs, and I want you to guide me through it. And that should be your objective, not just to stop your drugs. And even though, you know, you may have heard that they're bad and they're toxic, they're keeping you in the game sometimes.
Good advice. Ben, let's talk to you in about 6 weeks, my friend, okay?
Great to talk to you, George. Take care.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs from criticalhealthnews.com. Again, that's the website. We can still set the record. If you haven't done this yet, just go and hit that website, criticalhealthnews.com. And again, the toll-free number to call for help and assistance anytime you want, 1-855-949-7234, 1-855-949-RADIO. In a moment, Nick Begich joins us. He's the one who has brought us over the years some incredible stories of what they're doing in Alaska with HAARP, that aerial sound listening and sending device. What the heck's going on there? But he'll be back in a moment to talk more about us and himself on Coast to Coast AM. We'll be back.